This concerns me a little. Another community club is in danger of being bulldozed to make way for yet another high-rise shopping mall slash residential development. And this time it's the Bronte RSL in McPherson Street, Bronte. Developers have got their sights set clearly on this building. And while the RSL sub-branch seem, well, happy to see developer WLB and partners buy out the old club, patrons and community members are not, with 1,500 so far signing a petition. Now, Dr. Stephen Lightfoot is part of the Save Bronte Village Action Group. He joins me on the line now. Dr. Stephen Lightfoot, good afternoon.
Hi, g'day, Luke. Thanks for talking to me.
It's a pleasure talking to you because I'm a big fan of villages in Sydney, where a place where you can go and walk down the street, you know every shopkeeper, you know everybody there, and it has a real village feel to it. And they're becoming fewer and fewer and fewer, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right, Luke, and that's the problem over here at Bronte. I mean, that's what we've got at the moment. We have a little shopping strip there in McPherson Street. We've got a lot of local shop owners, local families running these shops. We all know them, and we all like them, and we like to go and get our bread and our milk and our fruit from them. But this developer, he's come in here and done a deal with the RSL sub-branch at Bronte, who've gone broke, and he wants to put in a big shopping mall, and we just don't need it. We don't want it. We don't like it. We don't want all the traffic coming in that's going to, you know, ruin that village atmosphere.
Are there some shopkeepers that are encouraging this that will say, oh, this is fantastic, extra people means extra money?
Well, I don't know. That might be the case. But the ones that we've been talking with, the little convenience stores, you know, they're actually worried sick about this. They're worried about their futures. And all that they can see and all that we can see is a deal done between a developer and the sub-branch, which no one benefits except for the developer. And he's the one getting all the money. And he's done a deal with them that's based on a foundation of greed. The bigger the building he can get approved by the council, the more money they get. In fact, he gives them a bonus if he can break the local planning law.
So well, how big are we talking?
Well, we're talking about a building that the developer admits is two times what's allowed under the local planning law for that site. And our group, the Save Bronte Village Group, we actually think it's probably three times what he's allowed. So it's a monster building for the site. It just doesn't fit in with the local Bronte village.
So where do you guys take it now? If you're saying it's nearly three times that allowed under the current planning law,
yes.
What do you do?
Well,
do you take this to the Land and Environment Court?
Well, I'm not sure we have that right, but what we do have the right to do is get the community mobilised, and that's what we've been doing. As you said in your introduction, Luke, we've got about 1,500 local residents now who've signed our petition against this proposal. We've got our local member, who's Mr. Bruce Notley-Smith. He's a local member for Coogee. He's a Liberal member in the state parliament. He came out on the weekend strongly in support of us, saying that he was going to do his utmost to stop this proposal going ahead. In fact, he described it as a dog of a proposal, which we agree with. And we're trying to get as much support from our elected representatives to make sure that this developer, he does have to stick to the rules, because the rest of us have to stick to the rules, but he's trying to make a deal that rewards breaking the rules. It just doesn't make any sense to us.
And I understand that you believe whilst this development is taking place, there'll be extra traffic, of course, there'll be trucks.
Oh, definitely. And look, Luke, this is a serious problem for us. The catchment area, the developer said, is 30,000 people. That's a lot of people coming into Bronte. We've only got one road down to the beach. It's a very popular beach, and it's going to go right past this shopping mall. There's going to be lots of traffic. He wants to put his trucks that deliver to this supermarket right past the Covelli Public School. That's the school where my son goes. I'm very concerned about the increase in the number of trucks and cars driving past, basically past the front door of the school. And at the other end of the street, there's the Bronte Childcare Centre, where my other son goes to. And crossing the road to get to that street is going to be very difficult with a convoy of trucks coming past every day.
I understand it's Waverley Council, is it?
Yes, that's correct.
The PNC are preparing a submission?
Yep, the PNC from Covelli Public School, they're preparing a submission to the council, highlighting their concerns. They'll be discussing that tonight at their PNC meeting, in fact.
All right, so what's next?
Well, the next thing is we just keep lobbying the council. We're getting all our supporters to write to the council, to write to the council planners, and just plead with them to make this developer stick with the rules. We're also appealing to the RSL members, because we know that there's actually a lot of really good RSL members. All they want is a place to meet their mates. You know, that's what they want. And they don't want to see their community have this big building enforced upon us. They just want a place to meet their mates. And we're appealing to those good members of the RSL. Please stand up to the ones who don't care.
Yeah,
stand up for the community.
Okay. If there are other people from that area listening that weren't aware that this is going on, they'd have to be living under a rock, I suppose, if they didn't. But what do you want people to do?
I want people to contact us. We've got a website. It's savebrontevillage.com. We've got a Hotmail address. It's savebrontevillage@hotmail.com. Please give us a call. Give us an email. Get involved. You know, there's so many people in this community have stood up and volunteered. There's people doing letterbox drops. We've got, you know, professionals like lawyers and graphic designers, all these people volunteering to help us. And we really appeal to those good members of the RSL who don't want to see this building forced upon their community. I mean, the members of the RSL who live in our community, they don't want to see all these negative impacts, all this traffic, all this, you know, increase in danger on our streets to our children.
Well, it's just a shame that the RSL is no longer there. Maybe you need to band together and get it back going again and get the membership up. Look, I thank you for your time. I've got to go. All the best. Keep me in touch, will you, Dr. Stephen?
Thanks very much.
Yeah, bye-bye. Dr. Stephen Lightfoot, Save Bronte Village. And there are a number of villages around Sydney that are under threat. I know that the people of Newport were concerned that their village feel was going to go if a big Woolworths came into the town. I think that Newport might be well divided. There might be some residents there that would love a Woolies in their area.